Acute anxiety. More people, about 50 million of them in the US in 2015, experience acute anxiety than ever before. While challenges have always existed, today's society can intensify anxiety for several reasons. 1. Modern societies change rapidly, which can be overwhelming. 2. There's a lack of agreement on moral and social norms to follow. 3. Many people are dissatisfied with how post-industrial society functions. When people lack a strong sense of connection to something bigger than themselves, like a purpose, societal well-being, or faith, they often feel vulnerable and anxious. But here's the kicker: by actively caring about others or broader issues, they can find comfort and security again. To grasp anxiety, let's first separate it from other feelings. When you're fearful, you're focused on specific things, like losing someone's approval. But anxiety is different. It's when you're preoccupied and don't know why. To tackle anxiety, let's deal with your body, behavior, and thoughts. This means taking active steps to address how your body feels, what you do, and what you think. Anxiety versus anxiety disorders. To tell the difference between normal anxiety and anxiety disorders, focus on how intense it feels and how much it affects your life. Mental health experts categorize different types of anxiety disorders like panic disorder, agoraphobia, social phobia, specific phobia, generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. When anxiety hits, it might seem like it's coming out of nowhere. But remember, you don't have to figure out exactly why it's happening to start dealing with it. And don't think there's just one reason behind it. Anxiety can be caused by a bunch of things, like your genes, how your parents treated you when you were younger, recent events, and what you believe about yourself. Relax your body. Anxiety hits you hard, starting with overwhelming emotions and then slamming you with physical sensations. You might feel like you're gasping for air, your muscles tightening, and your heart racing. You can learn to manage how your body reacts to anxiety and break free from its suffocating hold. One handy method to ease anxiety is called progressive muscle relaxation, invented by Chicago physician Edmund Jacobson in 1929. He discovered that when we face nerve-wracking thoughts, our bodies tend to tense up. But if we consciously stop our muscles from tightening, we can stop anxiety from building up or lessen its grip. To excel in progressive muscle relaxation, flex and release different muscle groups throughout your body, like your lower and upper legs, gluteal muscles, and shoulders. Squeeze each group for about 10 seconds and then let them relax. Take a quick 20-second break, then move on to the next set of muscles. Aim for at least 2 20-minute sessions every day. Find a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed. Stick to a regular schedule to make it a habit. Relax your mind. In today's fast-paced world, we're often caught up in a whirlwind of activity. When stress hits, our minds can go into overdrive. Many folks in Europe and the US might find it strange to intentionally seek peace, but in other parts of the world, people have been practicing methods to find tranquility for centuries. How you imagine your life impacts how you live it. Pictures influence human thinking. You could view your life like a suspense movie, or you could use guided visualization to calm yourself. Imagine going to the beach or being in a forest to feel the beauty and peace such places bring. Meditation could be your answer. It helps you release worries about the past and future, focusing on the present moment. Locate a peaceful place to meditate. Play soothing sounds, like ocean waves, to create a relaxing atmosphere cross-legged on the floor or in a cozy chair. Let go of tension by loosening your muscles. Concentrate on your breath or a calming image. Stop criticizing yourself or trying to solve every problem. Dedicate short daily sessions to meditation, building consistency. Think realistically. When stuck in a traffic jam, your thoughts determine your mood. One person gets mad, while another stays calm by listening to music. Your mindset is a powerful tool for managing stress and finding peace. Anxiety often stems from fixating on negative thoughts. These distorted thoughts can make you feel overwhelmed. Replace them with realistic and productive thoughts. Recognizing and adjusting your thoughts can lead to a calmer life. Face your fears. If you're struggling with a fear that's taking over your life, like public speaking or going to the dentist, you're not alone. But there's a powerful method to tackle these fears head-on: exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is all about facing your fears in a safe and controlled way. Instead of avoiding what scares you, you confront it. This might sound scary at first, but trust me, it's worth it. Facing fears head-on can weaken their hold on you. While it might feel uncomfortable at first, exposure therapy offers a path to freedom from phobias. By confronting what scares you, you're taking control and paving the way for long-term relief. So, embrace the discomfort now for a brighter, fear-free future. Get help from a friend, professional, or mild medication to face your fears. This support will ease you into confronting situations you've been avoiding. Once you're comfortable with assisted exposure, take on challenges solo. This full exposure helps you realize your ability to handle situations you once feared. When you're facing a fear like public speaking, it helps to have a plan. Start by identifying something related to speaking that makes you a bit uneasy. Then, create a series of steps to gradually tackle your fear. Take it slow, and don't rush into the scariest situations right away. Build up your confidence step by step until you can handle speaking in public with ease. Get regular exercise. Your body reacts like it's facing danger by releasing adrenaline, triggering a fight or flight response. But here's the kicker, your body craves exercise in these moments. Why? Because exercise tackles anxiety head-on. It tackles tension in your muscles by breaking down excess adrenaline and thyroxine that keep you on edge. Plus, it boosts oxygen in your bloodstream, while pumping out endorphins and serotonin, chemicals that make you feel awesome. Before diving into an exercise routine, it's crucial to check for underlying health issues like heart disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Aim for aerobic exercise 4 to 5 times a week. Activities like yoga or dancing, which incorporate stretching, complement aerobic workouts. Excuses like lack of time, fatigue, boredom, or past failed attempts can hinder your motivation. Combat these by focusing on the positive impacts of exercise. Eat right to stay calm. Many folks rely on coffee to kickstart their day. Caffeine boosts a brain chemical called norepinephrine, which messes with your sleep and makes your body feel like it's on high alert all the time. To dodge that stressed out feeling, aim to keep your daily caffeine intake under 100 milligrams. That's roughly the amount in one cup of percolated coffee or 2 cans of cola. So, sip smart and keep stress at bay. In the past, only the wealthy indulged in sugary treats. But today, our sugar intake has skyrocketed, causing health issues like diabetes and hypoglycemia. Diabetes is when there's too much sugar in the blood, while hypoglycemia means there's too little. It might not just be anxiety, it could be hypoglycemia. To tackle this, focus on your diet. Cut back on simple sugars and simple starches like white rice and bread. When shopping, check labels to make informed choices. Say no to processed foods, they're often loaded with sugars and starches. Adjust your eating habits by reducing meat and cheese intake, they can increase acidity in your body. The old advice used to say to load up on complex carbs and cut down on fat and protein. But now, experts say too many carbs can mess with insulin levels, affecting our peace and calm. So, it's about balancing what we eat for a healthier body and mind. Nourish yourself. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to forget the importance of rest for both your body and mind. Prioritize your health by ensuring you get enough sleep each night. Schedule time for fun activities and downtime to recharge. Creating moments throughout the day to relax can help prevent building up tension from work and personal tasks. If you neglect relaxation, you're storing up tension that can impact your physical and emotional health. It's crucial to strike a balance between work and self-care. Consider scaling back on your commitments if you find yourself constantly overwhelmed. Regular exercise is also essential for maintaining well-being. Make it a point to incorporate physical activity into your daily routine. Simplify your life for greater happiness. Feeling overwhelmed by stuff and schedules? Simplify. Well, simplicity means cutting out the stuff that just eats up your time and money without giving anything back. In Dwayne Elgin's book Voluntary Simplicity, he suggests prioritizing time with loved ones and focusing on personal growth in 3 key areas: physical, emotional, and spiritual. Show compassion towards those less fortunate, minimize consumption, and opt for long-lasting, energy-efficient products. Donate unused items to those in need. Promote meaningful connections with people and society while nurturing your spirituality. Remember, despite feeling separate, you're deeply connected to everything around you. Encouraging this natural interconnectedness can ease anxiety. Control worry. Constant worry can overwhelm you, making it tough to think about anything else. But you can beat it by staying active. Instead of dwelling on your concerns, dive into a project you enjoy. Get moving physically, whether it's playing a sport or tackling chores at home. And don't forget the power of conversation. Sometimes, just talking to someone about topics unrelated to your worries can provide much-needed relief. Key points. 1. Understand societal pressures and personal beliefs' role in anxiety, find purpose, and care for others for comfort. 2. Differentiate between normal anxiety and disorders by assessing the intensity and daily impact. 3. Manage anxiety with physical relaxation techniques like progressive muscle relaxation. 4. Develop mental peace through guided visualization and meditation to counter stress. 5. Challenge negative thoughts, and adopt realistic perspectives to reduce anxiety. 6. Confront fears gradually with exposure therapy to regain control and alleviate phobias. 7. Prioritize self-care with exercise, balanced nutrition, rest, and simplification for well-being.